Hey, 601-zer. It's a drive. Sports 1140 KHDK. A lot of stuff to get to today. Busy, busy, busy show. And we just missed Matt George falling out of his chair. I didn't see it. I turned my head. He was honest enough to admit it. Appreciate that. Also,
it happens to the best of us. These chairs with wheels on them, they're tricky.
Especially on these slick hardwood floors.
I know. In our brand new studios.
How long are they brand new for? What's the ruling on that?
I know. A year?
And like, how long is this the new morning show, by the way? Is that
the
a year
new morning
too?
Show.
Until we're not the morning show anymore.
until we've gone a full year without getting fired.
Yeah.
KHDK record, good. Everybody.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Hey.
If there's other stuff to talk about, I don't want to get right into sports because we don't do that. But I wanted to give you at the start of the day, and for some of you waking up at 6 a.m., this is the greatest quote you're going to hear in sports all day. I want to thank Pat Still over at KNCI, our sister station, for handing this to me because I missed it. And if you guys already got it, then egg on my face. Brent Jones does some commentary. Remember Brent Jones, the
former Niner
tight end? He does some commentary about, the Niners, and he was asked about Colin Kaepernick's performance. And he said, quote, "I got to tell you, there were five or six throws yesterday where I took a knee in protest." That's Brent Jones, everybody.
Oh, you like that, huh?
Yeah, Brent Jones.
Zing.
There are five or six. I don't know why I'm giving him a country accent, but it just seems right.
Because Pat Still gave it to you?
Yeah, I think so. There are five or six throws.
The Bills players were not impressed either. I don't know if you saw that.
The who's?
The Bills players, multiples.
No.
Many quotes. Stephon Gilmore saying that they wanted him to beat them with his arm, and he couldn't do it. They game planned around it. One anonymous player that said he was garbage, trash, done, terrible.
I love when people say things anonymously.
Yeah.
Because it kind of tells me a little bit about who they are.
No.
And it's a word it's a word we're not allowed to say on air.
You know, I know it's a conspiracy, and I don't know who. I got what you're saying.
Yeah. Anonymous player, quote, "done, terrible, more a distraction than a contributing member of the team."
So don't even tell me who wrote that because I don't want it to seem like I'm calling it. I have no idea. But there's something that I often think about, and I know this is, I'm 99.9% sure this isn't the case, but realize, like, you could be writing that article and just be like, I need a quote.
Yeah, I'm going to anonymously quote someone that doesn't exist.
One anonymous player said that Colin Kaepernick was wearing he was wearing a Speedo with a picture of a cop as a pig on it. It was crazy. Like, just write that in there.
Shiny acetate man panties.
Yeah. And he got up and he said, "I hate America," right to my face.
Yeah, right to my face. I don't know how I could deal with that. Back to you. Like, you could just make them up.
He said, "Make America terrible."
Right. And how's anybody going to call you on it? Like, well, who said that? It's an anonymous source. I don't
burn
my sources.
Right.
Okay.
I also don't have sources.
You or in general? Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
I like, too, that the text line, we bring up the text line when we come in, and the last texts are from Grant and Doug's show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know none of you probably are listening that we're listening to Grant's show at about 6:30, because, hey, it's early, but just in case, I want everybody who listens to that show to know that I fully support the fact that you guys are texting Doug Christie as Chris Dougie. I absolutely am a huge fan of that.
It might be the waitress.
Yeah, it might be. From the 808. I don't even know where that is. Demoralizing was a good word, Chris Dougie. Perfect example. Then from the 706. Where is this? Oh, 707. Big shout out to Chris Dougie. I wonder if he. But this has been an ongoing thing, so I don't think it's just that he. And for background, we were all at a station event. We were doing our fantasy football draft. And this cute little poor shy waitress from Twin Peaks, where we were at, comes up to him, and you can tell she's a huge fan. She goes, "Excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you. Are you Chris Dougie?"
No, this is what happened. She was taking my order, and Doug sat down, and she immediately just stopped talking to me. I was like, "Oh my God, are you Chris Dougie?"
Tongue's all swolled up like she got stung by a bee.
Yeah. And to be honest, She was young.
Yeah.
She was young. So I'm like, how do you even know?
Early 20s.
It's not like you were watching him play when he was here. You were probably in elementary school.
Probably from her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had a great Doug Christie moment in that same situation. I was getting my, when I last got my hair cut, well, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I'm in the chair. And we were talking Kings with the girl that was cutting my hair. And she went on and on and on about how he was like her idol in basketball. Like, that's it. She stopped watching the Kings when they, when he left, and it sucked. And I was like, well, you know, he's back and, you know, he's living in town. Da 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 da. She's like, oh, oh my God. And then, and yeah, I'm, and I will admit it, such a poon for doing this. Like, I'm a straight up poon for doing this. I'm like, hold on. So she went to.
What's that, Dave?
Huh? You know, I don't know what the definition of that word is, but it's just a word I've used since I was a little kid.
We should probably go ahead.
Oh, God, I hope it's not anything horrible.
I hope not either, but go ahead. So, continue with your story.
So, well, isn't it short for Puntang, I think? Isn't that, maybe that's, I'm trying to think. Where
oh,
would you
it
get,
definitely is. I thought you were playing dumb.
No. I'm trying to think it through in my head.
No, it definitely is.
My buddy, I'd be like, you're such a poon. Okay,
actually,
I get it now.
It's any of several East Indian trees of the genus Calophyllum that yield a light hardwood used for masts, right. Bars, etc. It
genus.
Is the wood of those trees.
Genus. What does that rhyme with? You're such a genius.
I refuse to let you kiss me on the genus.
You're an East Indian tree because...
Why is anybody listening to this show? So, because she goes to get like whatever it's called. Oh, you know the stuff that they put the scissors and all that in. You know it's called barberside, right? Which doesn't that sound like...
As long as it's not called formaldehyde, you're good.
I'd be fine with formaldehyde. I'm just saying that's it.
What like, a depressed barber does.
I'm thinking of doing it, bro. What, barberside?
and then you drink the stuff that's in the...
You just take the clippers and just start going at your throat. So it's that big blue liquid. So she goes over to get a refill or whatever. So again, giant poon here. I called Doug Christie, and I got him on the phone, and he was at the driving range, of course.
Was it really?
Yeah, he was at the driving range. It was a Saturday afternoon. He's at the driving range. And God bless Doug for A, picking up, and B, I was like, hey, dude, listen, I'm getting my hair cut right now. Like, help me out. This girl is, like, super fan 99. Like, can you just say hi? Oh, yeah, Dad, sure, no problem.
He's too nice.
He totally is. I put him on.
Yeah, how dare you?
I think for the first... I don't know, 20 seconds, she thought it was full of garbage. Like, it's not. She's like, who's this? No, it's not. No, it's not. And then I was torn between, am I being a poon, kind of, because I'm showing off that I know Doug and I just want a really good haircut? Or am I being a nice guy because I happen to know the guy and this makes her day? And that's a really nice thing to do.
It can be both.
Yeah, I think it's both.
It is.
I think it's definitely, they're not mutually exclusive.
I mean, you did make her day, I'm sure.
I think I made her a few of her days. I think that was. I think if you asked her at the end of the week, you asked her to do a recap show, maybe a highlight film and all that of her week in the top
that
five.
That might be in her year.
Yeah. So,
way to go, Dave.
You know, right. No, not wait. Nah, that's not what I was saying. More like you're, I kind of agree with Nate. Like, that was very nice of you, Dave. You're kind of a poon. You're kind of a genius.
Well, I mean, yeah.
A genius.
Matt, do we know who this call is on line one? Is it just there? We have no, all right. Let's
Hi.
Go. Hey, is anybody
Hello.
There?
Yeah, it's me. What's up, Dave? It's Kirk. How you doing, man?
Hey, Kirk, how you doing? The call wasn't screened. It was just sitting there, so I'm picking it up blindly because I'm Ron Burgundy, and I see a phone call. I gotta answer it. Kirk, is this Kirk who just went to England, Kirk?
Yes, Kirk just went to England, Kirk. How you doing, man?
Hey buddy, how are you?
Good, good. Hey, I need to know where to send your jersey. All they had was a Rooney jersey in XXL.
He got you a jersey.
Wow, he did get me a jersey.
It's jersey
what kind of information does he have on you, Kirk?
Well, let's not get
None.
Into that.
Oh, wow. Dave, so you're just a nice Dave, guy.
Hey, I've just been a longtime fan of Dave's ever since the other night show.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say thanks, Dave, for being a turd.
Kirk, I love you. You're great. I will put you on hold, and I will have Matt George give you that information to
right.
send it here.
I don't want anybody... Hey, I don't want anybody at the station snagging it either, saying, oh, it got lost.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about that with
won't.
A United jersey.
Yeah, United jersey at this station.
They won't,
There's one guy. Real quick, Kirk, though, how was Old Trafford? How was the mecca of...
Dude, you have to go. I can't describe it.
Yeah,
you
I do.
You have to go.
I do.
It's amazing.
Nope.
Just go. All the cheering, and then it's awesome. Just go. That's all I'm saying, man. I can't really give you too much because it'd be an hour on the phone talking about it. and people don't like that.
All right, I'm all right. You're the best. Kirk. I'm putting you on hold. Thank you, Kirk. Kirk is a longtime listener to the station.
Jersey week.
I say we do.
We gotta get Katie a soccer jersey now.
Oh, I gotta be honest. And again, and Katie is, I do consider her my best friend, and I don't necessarily think of her as a girl, but I'm not gonna lie, Katie, you would look smoking in a freaking soccer jersey, like no doubt.
Why? Thank you.
Just saying.
Bright, vibrant neon colors are my look.
I just think it's
doesn't have to be.
I am highly attracted. That is one of my peccadilloes is women in sports jerseys.
Oh.
It just sports jerseys.
Dodge that bullet. I don't have a single one.
You know what else? Men's business shirts. That does it for me. I'm just saying. Everyone has their thing. Nate?
I'm just writing down the list of things I will not wear.
What else do we have to talk about?
I'm painting myself into a corner here with her. So
yeah, no, you just want to, like what I just did.
No painting, I'll stand there willingly.
So we now know Katie will never wear a sports jersey or a business shirt.
I used to wear the men's business shirts to bed all the time.
That's what I'm talking. Wait, yeah. To bed?
Yeah.
That's comfortable?
Ew.
Yeah, because they're big.
Well, yeah, so is a nightgown. I don't know.
Ew.
I'm just saying, giant shirt.
Yeah, because...
Wear a giant shirt, ass, gas, or grass, no one rides for
free. Ladies' nightgowns fit me properly. Yeah, like most clothes.
Well, get men's
nightgowns.
Yeah.
Do they have those?
They have to. I have one.
It's called flannel.
A nightgown.
Yeah. What the hell?
You have a nightgown?
I don't.
You do not?
No. All right, well, thank God we killed 13 minutes talking about it. We covered Brent Jones there, Katie's night apparel.
The fact that you're a poon.
Actually, what generally is your night apparel, Katie? I've never asked that before. I'm just curious. I tend to wear boxer briefs and a T-shirt. Nate?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Katie, what do you generally wear?
I'm more in line with the Nate camp.
With wearing nothing to bed?
No, she likes to wear me to bed.
Ah. All right, here we go. Morning Brew is next, not to be confused with Morning Wood. We'll be back shortly on the drive. There you go. Poon. Sports 1140. You miss a lot in the first 10 minutes. Sports 1140 KHDK.
Gonzo.
There it is. Now let's do this again. Wake up, wake up.
Yeah.
It's funny, as some people are barely awake. They're barely awake. They're not going to notice what I just did. Okay, now... I'm playing the, hold on a second. Now we're all screwed up. Why can't I, Matt, do you know this? Why can't I control volume from in here anymore on that if I'm playing it out of my thing? You have no idea? Okay, we're going to have to talk to Jason because I was playing the clip, but I'm pretty sure nobody, you guys couldn't hear that, right?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Wasn't my computer, it's the fact that I can't control volume. Hey, here's the damn clip. All right, guys, so here we go. You've got Ty Lawson, all of that coming down yesterday. He practiced, and it looks like he will remain with the team. Yeah.
All right.
That's just the news. We're going to break it down in the next segment as to who, what, when, where, and why, but that's what's going on.
Right, and I'm sure there's more to come with this story. But right now, what Dave Yeager said yesterday following practice, he's like, this is not a basketball issue. This was a personal issue. We were aware of it.
Yeah,
so
you've got
clips. I don't understand what the question is basically kind of what he said yesterday.
He doesn't understand. Yeah, he kind of came off, and you got sound from him. We'll play in the next segment, but he kind of came off like, well, I don't know what the deal is. He's here. It's a non-basketball issue. Move on. Nothing to see here, Nate.
Hey, we'll find out what's going on because this stuff won't stay hidden for long. The bizarre part to me is how, before before this happened, no one really knew what was going on. Need to go in, meet with the guy, meets with the team on Monday, and there's still no answers, but everything's good. We're going to find out what it is.
One way or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Real,
okay.
Real strong stance I took there.
That was nice.
Oh, man.
Oh, the Arizona Cardinals get a win over the Jets last night in Monday Night Football. And really, it was great to see them get a win, but it wasn't great enough for me to beat Nate in fantasy football.
No, it wasn't.
David Johnson, though, however, man, 3 touchdowns running the ball. Looks fantastic. What is that like every game this season? No, 5 games he's run for over 100 rushing yards.
He's good.
Yeah.
Can you play that clip one more time?
You know what?
I love Ron Wolfley.
I'd be happy to.
You remember a couple of years ago, in fact, it was 2 years ago, just about this time of year, he's on a morning drive show in Arizona, and him and his co-host got in a fight on air over the strength of the Raiders brand and whether it resonates with younger generations.
You gotta love
and
that.
And they almost came to blows.
They did.
And I just remember him, that's bull crap. That's bull crap. Yeah. I have to find the audio of it.
It was
great.
Funny.
Matt, can you, at some point at the end of the show, can you just grab... you got that right, David, and save that. I need to put that in the replay. I just anytime I say something good, I just want to hit
David.
That.
You got that right, David.
You got that right, David.
David Johnson's very good, speaking of Davids. And I don't know that if – and we'll get to this in 4-down territory. I don't know that the 2 best running backs in the league right now aren't David Johnson and Ezekiel Elliott. There's a new brand of running back, and we're seeing – that transformation now. And Arizona looked great. The New York Jets, they are in a lot of trouble.
That would be the Cleveland Radio Network there, and I'm not totally sure if that guy was at the ballpark or if they just piped in the
I know
the sound of the crowd there. But Cleveland finds himself up 3-0 in the ALCS. They won 4-2 last night. They have yet to lose in the playoffs, and that even in spite of losing Trevor Bauer last night to a bloodied finger.
Here's where we are in the world of baseball. I put this out there last night, and it's not like, you know, this is exclusive, but realize – the Cleveland Indians are 5 wins away from being the World Series champions, and the Chicago Cubs are 7 wins away from being the World Series champions. That is a scarily awesome, awesome, awesome thought. Please, God, do not let the Indians make the World Series and get beaten by the Dodgers. That is the worst case scenario.
Well, 4 days ago, Bauer had 10 stitches in his right pinky after a drone accident.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
And it's crazy to me because it's the bullpen for them that has – they put together 8 1/3 innings after he left the game. Like, that's really – what? Look what it's like to have a bullpen.
Hey, what do you know? Here's Trevor Bauer, by the way.
Gushing.
Oh,
what happened with that?
Like
a drone accident?
Yeah, he was playing with a drone or whatever. What do you need your ring finger for?
It's not your ring finger. It's his right pinky.
I thought he says, oh, he felt blood on his ring finger from his. Well, point even more. What do you need your pinky for, bro? You're pitching. You need that pinky
who
on the
end. Who needs all their digits when they're pitching?
That circle change. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get into this Ty Lawson stuff. We have sound from Dave Yeager, from Vlade Divac, and solid analysis from the 3 of us. Stay tuned on The Drive. That's Sports 1140 KHTK. Hit it. Aw, damn it, I missed the post. 6:28. We'll be back in a few minutes. Matt George behind the glass. No, that's way too long. I'm not going to hit the damn post. Just go to commercial. It's so sad. Oh, I hit the post. All right.
Hi there, Nate Goodyear here for Hoblet Dodge and Woodland. They're the number one Ram truck dealer in Northern California. Number one with a bullet or something like that. And it's all because of their awesome events, two of which are going on right now at Hoblet Dodge, which is located just 7 minutes from the airport in Woodland. Those two events, let's start with the Jeep Celebration event happening now. You can get a brand new Jeep Cherokee or Jeep Liberty or a Jeep Wrangler Rubicon Hard Rock 4x4. Sounds like a mouthful, but you want a real mouthful? How about the fact that it was voted the best 4x4 vehicle of the decade? Try saying all of that five times fast. Anyway, you could get a brand new one right now as part of Jeep Celebration event at Hoblet Dodge in Woodland. If a Jeep's not your style, head on down there for Ram Power Days, where you can get brand new Ram heavy-duty trucks up to $14,000 off on MSRP, and all Ram trucks are starting as low as $19,995, and they're all rigged up with a backup camera, and they got the HD radio and Alpine stereo system, all options that you could get on your brand new heavy-duty Ram truck as part of Ram Power Days and the Jeep Celebration event on at Hoblet Dodge. Find them online at hobletdodge.com.
Sports 1140 KHTK. Do I sound weird?
Yeah.
I thought I did too. Like my mic was barely on.
You had to talk into the microphone.
I was. Hey, we're bringing food and music together with the Downtown Chowdown October 29th, 10 a.m. to 4, Capitol Mall, downtown Sacramento. Go ahead and enjoy over 30 food trucks. That's a big deal. Craft Beer Garden and more. They grow real beer there. Goo Goo Dolls, Thompson Square, and Nali. Tickets on sale at khdk.com. I mess with their names only because they're so well-known. You know I'm screwing around. 636. Time to help fund scholarships for U.S. veterans. Donate to the Help a Hero program at Sports Clips near you. Now, you know, the first time I read that time read, in my head, I almost said, help fund scholarships for us veterans. I'm just admitting that, just to be a good guy.
Stolen valor, Dave.
Yep. Ty Lawson did not show up on time to shoot around before the Laker preseason game. Ty Lawson did not make the plane in Vegas. Ty Lawson did not attend the trip to Lexington. Ty Lawson met with team officials yesterday. Dave Yeager is one of those team officials, and he addressed the media on Ty Lawson. Katie?
Looks like he's with you.
You even warned me about this before the show. Set that up because that's an answer without the question. What was the question to open that up? Because it was, again, I'll play it. Wasn't the question, how are things going with Ty Lawson?
Or yeah, what's how up? Are things with Ty?
Yeah, and yeah. And this was Yeager's response. All right. It sucks that you have to pull caveats in radio or any form of media because things get taken out of context. When I say that I love Dave Yeager, that's like an understatement. I love the dude. I love everything he's doing with this team. I really, really do. I'm a fan of his. I support him 100%. I'm personally very confused about this. First off, it sounds to me like someone was coming out to address the media, knowing full well he was walking into a crap storm and basically took the tack.
Went on offense.
Yeah, what are you talking about? There's no bombs here in Iraq. What are you talking about? The other thing is he posed a question at one point. Come on, guys. What are we talking about? We're talking about he's late to a shoot-around? No, Dave, we're talking about him being late to a shoot-around. We're talking about TMZ putting a video of him out at a club that night. We're talking about him missing the aeroplane to Lexington when the two guys he was with, Ben McLemore and Willie Cauley-Stein, made said aeroplane. We're talking about him missing the entire Lexington trip. That, let's be clear, that's what we're talking about.
Let me just say something, though, in regards to that, Dave.
Please
because
do.
Because if it is a personal issue, which that is what the Kings are saying, I mean, it's very possible that, you know, we know that guys go out.
Yeah.
It's not a secret.
Yes.
They're not any different than any other person out there. Except they're going to go out. Hold on.
Except they have four DUIs. So there's that.
They're going to go out. Hmm. right?
Right.
And they're going to enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
He wasn't driving, so don't use that there.
I'm not saying hold he on. Was.
But it's very possible that he got back to his room that night and got a phone call that something was wrong personally.
Okay.
Like, I've actually had that. The final game of one of our seasons, our whole team was out. I got a phone call. I looked at my phone partway through the night, and every single member of my family had called. My dad was in an accident.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is a very, very valid point. So the idea being, he went out like players will do. They're adults. When he got back, we're just guessing here, but something happened
right.
in his family, and he... I don't know, let the team know, whatever. Apparently there was some communication. It was an excused absence, and there's nothing to deal with. That seems to be, to me, what was
So why are we
said.
Ignoring the fact that he didn't go to Kentucky?
Well, hold up. We're going to get to that, Nate. Funny you said that, but I want to make sure we're all on the same page. That's basically what the team is saying. You know, so here's Vlade Divac yesterday. Wait a minute. So if everything we just talked about is true, then why is a fine even in play? If it was an excused absence, why is there even talk about a fine? Something's a little fishy here,
well,
is my point.
I mean, because his plane ticket cost money, and they got to recoup
right.
that cost somehow. I think
right.
The important thing that we're missing here is that things are going so swimmingly well with Ty Lawson and this team in general throughout the course of this last month or so that he's not even needed at shoot-arounds or preseason games or to try to integrate and create team chemistry. I mean, they don't even need him for that. Like, that's how excited we should be for this Kings season, and that's how well things are going. Ty Lawson doesn't need to practice or be part of the team in order for them to be good. Isn't that a positive? Aren't we excited about that? I mean, this guy could be your starting point guard for the first eight games.
He's going to be your starting point guard for the first eight games.
And he doesn't even need to be there. He's so far ahead of the game.
I am not in.
You got to give someone else a chance, Ty. That's what's really going on here.
From the 916.
I got nothing for you.
From the 850, excuse me. I guess Dave expects Lawson to never have a drink again. No, what I expect is when you have a guy, if you get people screw up and they get DUIs, there's no excuse for it, but it happens. When you get four and two of them are within weeks of each other and you lose your job over it, you have a disease. I'm not a doctor, but I've seen it on TV. Think it's fair to say you have a disease. So when I see the man out at a club in Vegas and the video is posted before he misses his flight to Lexington, I apologize if I'm being a hard ass, but I look at that and I go, really? So let's put the options in either hand and go with which one's more believable, and we'll continue that conversation when we get back on the drive. Sports 1140 KHTK.
We all right?
We're having computer issues today. Just listeners.
We're just having
there we
issues.
Go. Just buttons are being pressed and nothing is happening. We're all sitting here holding our zucchinis in our hands. Welcome back to The Drive.
How's everybody doing today?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey,
killing. I'm going to go home.
You sure you didn't get a concussion falling off that chair? 650, time to help fund scholarships for U.S. veterans. Donate to the Help a Hero program at Sport Clips near you. At a Sport Clips near you.
Sport
Apparently,
Clips.
I can't read at all. Let's go back to the Ty Lawson stuff. Vlade Divac.
More like Ly Tossin.
Vlade Divac was asked
wow.
about. This was something that was thrown around yesterday. Zero tolerance policy, right? Well, you know, if you got Nate, you and I talked a lot. Zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance.
And then somebody from the Kings texted me at some point during the day. Said, hey, listen, I'm not arguing with what you're saying. I'm just asking an honest question. Who said zero tolerance policy? And I went, well, you guys did. He goes, really? Who said that? Like, literally, was it Coach?
Honestly, I'm not here to totally throw you guys under, but I heard it from you two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? And so I Googled. I was like, well, let me get back to you. So I Googled Ty Lawson and zero tolerance policy. And the only place I could find it, I'm not trying to throw him under the bus, but the only place I could find it was a CSN article James Hamm wrote. That's it. It's the only place I could find it. And then every other place I found it was linking that article.
It's so weird because we had talked about it months ago when they signed him, months ago. And I specifically remember discussing it because it was like something, you know what? I need to look at my press release. That might be where it was.
I know there's a quote from Vlade somewhere where he might not have said that specifically, but I mean, wasn't it implied with the not guaranteed contract? Did we all just arrive there because of that? I mean,
That's a really good question.
I do remember Vlade saying something that he must have not used those words
Danny
directly,
James
but
him.
You know,
didn't he
Jimmy
clarify that yesterday?
Well, yes, he did. He was asked about the fine, or excuse me, he was asked about the no tolerance policy. That's James Hamm. Okay, I'll play the rest of that clip. But again, this is part of my... I'm not trying to be that guy, but I'm going to be that guy. Why isn't it okay to have a separate policy for Ty Lawson? In fact, I'll go a step further. Shouldn't you have a separate policy for Ty Lawson? I understand. Well, that's not fair. In the past, what if everybody held stuff? No. The man has a documented history of problems, and it wasn't 10 years ago. It was last season he got released, okay? He was at the end of his rope. It was pretty much the Kings or China for Ty Lawson.
Technically, it was the end of the season before. It was when he was still in Denver, correct?
Well, and then he got released by Houston.
Yeah, he got released from Houston. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Dave, because he wasn't performing on the floor. It wasn't off-court issues.
It was a combination of both. It was a combination
of
both.
I was unaware of that.
My understanding was that,
shockingly, Ty Lawson didn't play well alongside James Harden.
But this kind of obscures the issue here. Why is it that that comes up so often in sports where people try to make the argument that, you know, everyone should be treated the same? Because I think you're absolutely right, Dave, because that's how you communicate in real life. You communicate to different people differently.
Different ways.
That's effective communication. And the same goes for leadership. You have to understand your employees, or in this case, your players, or whoever it might be, and treat them accordingly. That's why... I mean, look at the best coaches. They understand that their players are people.
Yes.
And they treat them all differently. Different people require different treatment.
Yes.
That's life. That's not any different in sports. I don't care what kind of, like, you know, teenage American dream people have going on where, hey, it doesn't matter how talented you are.
Right.
The same standards. No, man.
No, they
talented
don't.
People get different standards. People that have problems, like Ty Lawson, have different sets of standards. That's life communication.
It's no different than if it were number 15 on the bench, you know, guy number 15 that never sees the floor, that absolutely goes into the locker room and loses his mind on the coach after the game because
he
doesn't play or whatever the reason is. Yeah, he's gone. But that's not the case for everybody.
No. And by the way, extenuating circumstances – probably a good chance Ty Lawson wouldn't even be in camp if there wasn't a point guard situation because of what happened with Darren Collison in the offseason.
I mean, you might be right, Dave, but I kind of feel like that isn't necessarily the case either. Because he was available. He's available for a reason because a lot of NBA teams, maybe every single other one, were not willing to take a gamble on him given his past issues off the court. But even you do recall for so long during the summer, we're sitting here going, they have not addressed the point guard situation.
Yes.
This is before we knew the fate of Darren Collison. They have not addressed the point guard issue. They have not addressed it. They addressed it. Ty Lawson was on the market, right? And then after that, they brought in Jordan Farmar.
And there was apparently, according to many documented reports, a lot of hand-wringing and back and forth over whether or not they wanted to bring Lawson in because of the past. I want to be really clear here. I don't know Ty Lawson. I've met him maybe once or twice doing media stuff. I don't know the man at all. But I do care about him as a human being. And it may sound like I'm trying to be Mr. Billy Hardass about him, but where this is coming from is two places.
It's funny because people are going to criticize you for being Billy Hardass, but then at the same time, they're going to criticize you all the time for being a homer for this team.
That's my point. I'm coming from this, for number one, what is best for the team? That's first and foremost. And number two, what is best for Ty Lawson? And that's almost the bigger worry here. I sincerely hope that you're not looking the other way or at least dusting this up a little bit because of your point guard situation, how desperate that is. And I sincerely hope that in by proxy, you're not enabling Ty Lawson. You're not enabling him because that's not good for Ty Lawson, the man who has a family, who has a future and a life to think about. That's what I worry about. And the reaction is going to be some people say, well, you mean, come on, they handle it. It's much ado about nothing. Okay, you know what? Time's going to tell on this one. Mm-hmm. Time is going to tell on this one. And I'm just saying one man's opinion doesn't mean anything. This is a little hinky. It's a little bit hinky, and I don't like it. But that's why I'm not the coach. I'm not the GM. And it comes down to, do you have faith in Vlade and Dave Yeager? And until I have no reason to not, I do. They're the ones on the front line. They're the ones whose jobs are on the line. They're the ones trying to change the culture of the team. And I do respect that. I absolutely respect that. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll finish up on this. Your phone calls at 339. What do you guys think? Yeah, we've been yammering for the last half hour about it. What do you think the Kings should have or should do about Ty Lawson? Do you accept the explanation and move on, or do you think the Kings missed the boat on this one and there's more than meets the eye? It's a Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK.